Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is clear and warm today, with sunny skies setting the stage for a pleasant afternoon in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As the day unfolds, you might find it an ideal time to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, JNS reports that the IDF claims Hamas has intensified its torture against civilians in Gaza following a ceasefire agreement late last year. Also earlier this hour, Ynet reports hundreds of IDF reservists have urged the IDF chief to address Jewish terrorism in the West Bank, highlighting concerns over extremist violence amid the Kusra standoff. Also this hour, Mariv notes the IDF's unusual message to Gaza residents, warning them about Hamas's push towards the Yellow Line amid a halt in targeted assassinations. Separately, Israel Hayom describes a massive cleanup operation at the Jordan River, where 30 tons of trash, including plastic and bottles, were removed near the Kfar Nasi Dam. And finally, Forward reveals how a monument to a Jewish Confederate ended up in a New Orleans storage unit alongside various household items. Reaction has been swift on social media. Balaz News posted just minutes ago that Israel's ambassador to the UAE, Yossi Shelley, hosted Somaliland Ambassador Masoud Abdi Ali to discuss expanding economic cooperation following Israel's recognition of Somaliland. Ynet Global earlier today highlighted the IDF reservist petition urging action against Jewish terrorism in the West Bank, emphasizing the lack of tools for troops to counter nationalist violence. Iris, a local commentator, updated 28 minutes ago that phone location data suggests missing Israeli mother and daughter, Mali and Lil Yahalomi, were last located near a train station in Bad Gastein, Austria, as searches continue. Now for more on those stories. The Israeli military asserts that Hamas has escalated its abusive tactics against civilians in Gaza. This comes after a ceasefire agreement reached late last year. According to JNS, the IDF believes these actions undermine peace efforts and increase civilian suffering. Turning to the West Bank, hundreds of IDF reservists have petitioned their chief to take stronger action against Jewish terrorism. Ynet reports that the petition accuses military leaders of failing to equip troops to handle growing nationalist violence. This plea comes amid the ongoing tensions in Kusra. Meanwhile, an unusual advisory from the IDF to Gaza residents warns them about Hamas's motives. According to Mariv, this is in light of a recent pause in targeted assassinations. The coordinator of government activities in the territories wants to prevent civilian casualties, urging caution near the Yellow Line. On a different note, a massive cleanup operation has taken place on the Jordan River. Israel Hayom reports that 30 tons of waste, including plastic and bottles, were removed with heavy equipment. This effort aims to preserve the river's ecosystem and enhance recreational activities in the area. Finally, Forward tells an intriguing story about a Jewish Confederate monument found in storage in New Orleans. This unusual find raises questions about the preservation of historical artifacts and their relevance today. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports on a significant financial oversight by the Ministry of Environmental Protection. Promises were made for future environmental cleanup funds, but now there's a scramble to secure the necessary funding. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a notable surge in mortgage activity in Israel. In July, mortgages totaled 11.6 billion shekels, raising concerns about potential distortions in the housing market. And finally, Tech discusses Israel's resistance to adopting high-tech election systems. While countries like Estonia and Brazil experiment with electronic voting, Israeli experts continue to favor traditional methods, citing concerns over security and reliability. The latest. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.